Good morning. Let's talk about the Oils Unplugged events and how you can invite effectively to these fun events. So, before we get started, I want to dive in. My name is Katie Glasgow, and I am part of the team that has put together these fun Oils Unplugged events. We also have Nisha Riggs, we have Brooke Stevens, and we have Ashley Miller. And together, between the four of us, we have, I think, over 30 years of combined experience with essential oils and helping thousands and thousands of people learn how to use essential oils in their home. And we came up with this idea from some other leaders who have been doing these events in person, and we decided to do Oils Unplugged online. And so, what Oils Unplugged online is, it is every month we are offering two sessions. It's going to be the same day for this month. It's going to be on Tuesday, May 12th, and we are offering two time slots where people can come and learn about the power of essential oils. Now, what makes this a little bit different from any of the other classes that we're doing is that we are sharing full-on experiences. And so this Oils Unplugged event, they are not recorded. They are only live. So if somebody signs up to attend, the only way they can receive the information is if they attend the session live. And in this session, we're not really teaching at people. We have a little snippet in the beginning where we're sharing kind of the basics of essential oils, but then we go into answering questions that people are submitting when they sign up. And through this registration process and these questions, we are giving real life examples, real life protocols, oil blends, oil ideas for everything from pain to hormone support to being able to sleep at night to metabolic support. And it's really just been a really fun way to bring people together and remind everyone on the power of essential oils. I think now more than ever, people are truly seeking solutions for what they have going on in their homes. And because of, I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat things, because of some of the ways in which we have been silenced in the years past, because of compliance and being scared to say what essential oils are doing, the potency and the miracles that happen with essential oils has gotten a little bit diluted down. And so there's a lot of our customers, a lot of people that have essential oils in their home, but they're actually not quite sure how to use them, and they're not quite sure why they would use them. And so that's what the Oils Unplugged event is. It is a time where you can invite either customers, you can invite prospects, those people that aren't on your team yet, and you can invite them to learn about essential oils. And one of the coolest parts that I saw last month when we were doing this is that this is also, people are hearing it from somebody other than you, right? And so I want to give it a little bit of an experience that I had. I spent quite a bit of time inviting and getting the right people I wanted into the room last month. And I'm going to share with you my entire invite process in just a minute. And I was very surprised by the people that said yes. These were people that maybe I had been working with for quite some time. They were members on my team that had been a little silent, a little dormant. And we had over 90% attendance rate, meaning that of the people that signed up to attend, 90% of those people actually came to the event, which is a pretty high rate for those who say they're coming to actually coming to the event. And later, as I looked at some of the statistics, and I know that the other leaders had several results like this, last month I had seven personal enrollments, and five of those enrollments came from the Oils Unplugged events. Okay. And so there were two of them that were actually reactivations where I had their accounts wiped so that we could start them over again because it had been years since they had actually ordered. And then some of the people that were on were brand new customers to me that had never had essential oils in their home before. And I want to let you know, previous to this, I am not a top enroller. I am lucky to get one to two enrollments every month, but this Oils Unplugged changed the game because these customers were able to hear something other than from me, and they were able to hear it in a non-diluted, like, this is raw and real on how people are using essential oils in their home. So if you are looking to create momentum in your business, this is a easy way to do that. So Let's talk about how we're going to invite to this event. So what I've done is I put together a document. You can find it in the show notes for this podcast, or you can get it from the leader who invited you to listen to this. And you will be able, it's a document where I have written out all the scripts and everything you need. The first thing I want you to know is please don't make this complicated. I'm not asking you to write out a names list of 100 or even 20 people. I want you to be genuine in this, and I want you to put your heart into it, because we know that you love oils, and whether you have an active business or not, whether you've been engaged or not, this is a really great way to step back into your business, step further into your business, and serve more people. Okay. And so the first thing I would ask you to do is just think about, like, just sit for a moment and ask yourself, who do I want to invite to the May Unplugged event? Who has been on my heart? And you might do this every morning. You might say, like, who are three people that you can invite to? We don't need to make this complicated. And with the script I'm about to share it with you, you should be able to do this inviting effectively in 10 to 15 minutes a day. So you can do it, you know, while you're waiting for your kids at a soccer practice. You can do it when you have a couple of moments while dinner is cooking. Like, don't make this complicated, and don't feel like you have to spend hours and hours inviting for this to be effective, because I don't believe that it does. Okay, so the first thing is, I have it all laid out in the script. You're going to send an invite, a simple invite. You're going to say, hey, I'm hosting this event. I was thinking of you. And you can use this with a past customer. You can use it with a brand new person. You can use it with somebody who hasn't ordered for a while. And then you're going to ask them, like, would you be interested in this? Don't just mass. This is what I'm going to tell you right now. Do not just take the information, the image that you have, and mass send out the link to join. I want you to actually take some time, and I want you to ask people if they're interested first. Then you know who you're following up with and who you're not. I learned from a mentor very long ago that you invite everyone, you work with those that move towards you, you mentor the committed. And so we're going to invite people. It doesn't mean you can't send lots of invites out, but you're asking them, hey, I'm hosting this event on the 12th. Is this something that sounds interesting to you? And if they say yes, then you say, awesome, I'm going to send you the link. I have all of this in the information. And then you're going to send them the link, and then you're going to remind them to do it. So what I suggest is you get out a notebook, you write down at the top, who am I inviting, so that you can keep track of their responses, right? If they don't answer in a couple of days, that doesn't mean that they're not interested. It just means that people are busy. So go back and ask them, hey, I'm bumping this up. Don't worry, all the scripts are there. I'm bumping this up. I wanted to make sure you saw my invite. This event is going to be epic. Would you like me to send you the information? Like, you're not bugging people. And maybe if you were sending this three times a day, that would probably borderline on bugging people. But sending them a quick reminder every couple of days to say, hey, I wanted to put this back at the top of your feed, there's nothing wrong with that. I want you to ask yourself, how many times have you received a message from somebody and you don't respond? Not because you're not interested, not because you don't care about that person, but because you are busy and you just forgot to respond, right? Your customers are the same way. Your prospects are the same way. So continue to invite them, right? You're going to invite them. You're going to remind them. Everything is laid out in the documents. We have the links to the Zoom. You're going to send the same Zoom reminder. Make sure you hop on this. And then after the call, you're going to do that follow-up. We want to make this super easy for you. We had so many testimonials. We do have a testimonial folder that you can check out. But the big thing is I want you to know is, like, keep inviting, keep reminding people, keep sending out the information, and just get clear on who it is you're inviting. Maybe every morning you say, hey, who are three people that need me to send this information to them? Whatever impression you get, write those people down and send it to them. Don't overthink it. Don't be like, oh, but it's been so long since I've actually reached out to this person and it's going to be awkward. Yeah, it's probably going to be more awkward. It's going to be awkward. If you make it awkward, just say, hey, I haven't popped in for doTERRA in a while. We're hosting this event. And I thought it'd be fun if you wanted to come. You like address the elephant in the room. It's been a while since I've popped in, but I want you to know I'm still using doTERRA and we're having a fun event. Would you like to join us? Right? It doesn't have to be complicated. Let's make this simple and let's make it fun. But I'm telling you right now, these Oils Unplugged events are so life-giving and they are so life-changing. So let's go out, let's have fun with these, and let's get as many people as possible to these unplugged events, and let's create some fun momentum in the month of May.